kind of tone has Doug set the last couple of days?
Doug is Doug. He's a very, he's a serious guy, and he's always an excited guy, and I think it's been a, this whole year's been a roller coaster. I think it's one of those things is there's really probably no right way to kind of handle all this stuff. It's just kind of, he's just being himself. And I think that's kind of the thing that I appreciate for knowing him for so long is that, he's just going up there being himself, wanting to set the tone to understand we want to win a game. And that's our focus.
Do you anticipate your charge from him offensively being any different opening up? I mean, anything like that or?
No, I think right now, we've always been trying to kind of find ourselves. And I think that's kind of what it is. Right when we think we find ourselves, somebody gets nicked up. And you kind of take a step back, and as coaches, our job is to adjust. And I think that right now, that's what we're doing. It's a short week and trying to figure out what our best grouping is out there and what we can do the most efficient.
This whole thing's an awkward situation, obviously. But does your prior relationship with Doug, does that help any? In terms of the transition,
I would say the only way it would be is because I'm familiar with kind of how he runs things and how he does things. So, for all the coaches, they sometimes ask, hey, well, what's he going to do here? How's this going to change? And the good thing is that, we only have 2 weeks left and we got to focus on winning. So there's not going to be a ton of changes. But at the same time, Coach Marone has to be familiar and comfortable with what we're doing. And he wants to be sure that we're doing what we need to do to prepare, what he believes we need to do to prepare to win a game. And I think that's going to be those changes and some of those little things here and there.
Guys gave you a shot here a year ago. This week, how do you separate what could I have done more for him?
As a coach, you think about that every second. I mean, every second, it's a horrible deal what has happened. And it's funny, the things that, Gus did for me, coming from Buffalo where I was at, and that was also a very unique situation to be put in, being 9-7 there and taking that team to a winning record, first one in 10 years, feeling great. And then, all of a sudden not knowing what's going to happen next was a very unique deal for me and my family. And Gus was right there. He was one of the first guys that called and wanted to talk with me and, gave me an opportunity to come down here and get down to Florida. And, I mean, it's been awesome being here, being able to work with Blake and everybody. So it's like, I mean, I owe him all that stuff, just the opportunity then to do this. And, that's been a roller coaster. I mean, from the short time that I've been doing this, I mean, it has been just unbelievable, fun, great experience. I've learned, so much. That's the great thing about being a coach. You continually learn. You learn about players. You learn about the game. Learn about the situations, what to do, what not to do. And you're always going to ask yourself, it's funny, I believe I'm my hardest critic. I'm always judging something that I could have done better from maybe knowing something better, calling a better play or preparing the guys more. And it always comes down to how can I teach them and help them be comfortable. And that's what I always want to try to do.
What did Tennessee, that first half nightmare, what did they do well defensively to put you in bad spots?
It's the thing that, I look at back at that game, that was a while ago. There's been a lot that's gone on. I think for us this whole year, it's been the Jags beating the Jags, especially, that's me looking at it from an offensive standpoint. We've turned the ball over. We've hurt ourselves. We haven't been efficient at times. We haven't done some of the things that we've wanted to do. And it's been on us. And I think that's one of those things. It's on everybody. That game along with our situation here. And I think it's, they're a good football team. They're very sound. But we have to do what we need to do. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. We need to do the things that we want to do and execute those things first before it's about the Tennessee Titans.
What makes Jarrell Casey so good?
He's just a dynamic player. He's a veteran, tons of savvy. I mean, he moves all over the place. I mean, he's a good football player. I mean, he's one of those guys we have to be aware of. I mean, they've got three guys. They got 91, 98, and him, and they are just moving all over the place the whole time. So to be able to track them and make sure we've got our line on him is going to be critical, and it's going to be a test for our group. I think this is another new lineup change up front, so we're going to have to be very careful on trying to get take care of the ball.
You mentioned, the follow-up, the O-line instability. Mm-hmm. It's not because you've had the bench guys because they're playing bad. These kids stay healthy. Each Wednesday, do you almost have a – a start over feel that this is how it has to work this week?
I don't know if it's necessarily start over. It's that, you know, for me, I think that, you know, everybody talks about everything's based around the quarterback. You always want to let the quarterback go out there and execute. Well, the quarterback cannot execute unless the line is executing. So it's about first trying to protect the offensive line and make sure that they're comfortable with blocking those guys in front of them. And, I mean, if you look at the past couple weeks, just the task that we've asked those guys, even if it was the original five that we had throughout this whole year of blocking the Clownies, the Von Millers, the number 97 from Minnesota, I mean, all these different guys, I mean, it's a daunting task. And I think that as long as – if the line feels good, then now the quarterback will feel good. And it kind of works that way. And I think that, you know, each week it's a challenge on how you're going to protect on the different things, because every week it's completely different on what you're going to face. And I think that, you know, every week you have different things that present problems. And for us, it's we have to handle the Tennessee Titans, and we also have to handle the fact that, you know, Shatley has been playing center, and now he's moving to guard, and we're on our sixth left guard. So that is a challenge, and that's something that we have to adapt to. There's no excuses.
Is there a chance that Blake's more injured than he's letting on with his shoulder?
He hasn't told me. I mean, I'm not going to lie. He's a tough, tough dude. I mean, I think that's one of the great things. I think for a quarterback to be intelligent and smart on the field and at the same time being tough is so critical. And I think everybody right about now is always injured. I mean, I think everybody's got something that, I mean, just across the league, everybody's banged up and everybody's hurt. And I think that Blake is one of the toughest guys I've ever met, and I appreciate that from him. And but up to this point, I mean, I don't know.
He's made it pretty clear that he's going to go back out to L.A., and start grinding back on mechanics. Is that the right thing for him to do, in your opinion?
You know, for me, obviously, I'm still focusing on these 2 weeks. Yeah. I think those are things that, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk about. For me, once again, it's always about Blake being comfortable. I mean, from being in the comfortable pocket, and it's just everything. I mean, it's just about him and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, once I get to, you know, talk to him from some, you know, I have certain philosophies that I have that I would want to talk with him about. That are, you know, to a certain extent different than what he's been used to, and haven't been able to instill those up to this point because you're kind of on the fly trying to keep the system the same. So I think that it's one of those things that it would just be a common decision between the two of us on what he thinks is best, and I think that we would always do what's best for Blake.
You grew up in a coaching family, so obviously experienced uncertainty like this before. Does that help in terms of dealing, you know, family-wise and
personal? It's funny.
It
helps me. It helps me. My wife, nah, I don't know. She's like, what's going on? It's one of those things. This is part of the job. It's the best profession in the world, and it's the worst business. That's how I've always looked at that and how I've always grown up with it. My best friend is my father. My other best friend coaches at Green Bay. You know, I mean, all I know is football. That's all I know, and this is just part of it. And you meet great people along the way, and you get to be around great people, and that's why we do this. Where you are, you know, you never know. It's such a great privilege to coach football and to just work as hard as you possibly can to try to win, because that's all we do. So it's one of those things you never know. I mean, I've been on winning teams, and then all of a sudden had to go places. I mean, that's what happened a couple years ago. So you just there's so many different factors into it. There's I don't think it defines whether or not you're a good coach or you know what you're doing. It's more, you know, just the situation happens, and you just got to understand that and keep rolling and keep working and do what you love.
Did you get it as a kid, though? You probably didn't, you know what I
mean? Oh, like, gosh. I remember there were times when my dad was 13-3 and they were trying to kick us out, you know, and you're just like, there's some teams that I would like to be 13-3.
Did you understand what was going on and with the uncertainty?
Without a doubt.
Does that help you your own kids about it?
Oh, without a doubt. I think my dad was great because it was always about our family first. And you were always so excited to be with your family, and it always unified us. My brother, my mom, my dad, and us, you know, we're so close, even to this day, because of the things that we had to go through and the different movings and stuff like that. But that's just part of the business. Sometimes you move because you want to. Sometimes you move because you don't want to. And it's just how you look at it and how you present it. Is it an exciting challenge? Is it an opportunity to go meet new people, go to new places? I mean, I've lived all over the country growing up. And like I said, it's a good things, it's bad things. It's you win, you lose. I mean, my dad won a Super Bowl, then he won two games at Dallas, and then he goes to the AFC Championship at the Chiefs. So it's like, you know, you look at all the coaches across the league, and some do good, and then you do bad. And there's just so many factors. It's not as easy as just one thing, because otherwise everybody would be winning. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it. I mean, who would have thought I'd be standing up here right now having this conference, this conference with you guys? I mean, on week 14 with a sixth left guard that, and all these different aspects. I mean, we would never would have thought of this, of all the different things that are happening. But that's the fun thing about coaching. You never know. Would have been a doctor, you know? This is so much more exciting. Not true. Not true.
Had you ever crossed paths with Jerry Sullivan before last year?
I have not. I had heard about him, but I had not.
What is your, now that you've worked with him for 2 years, what's your take on Jerry?
Jerry's a unique guy. He's a lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge, and he's been around for a long time.
Since you took over the coordinator spot, has there been a player that surprised you that you didn't know a lot about skill-wise? Or?
Golly, we've had so many guys go through there. I mean, I'll tell you, I think the tight ends have done a really good job. You know, the tight ends have all come in. I mean, we started off with Mercedes and Julius, and then you all of a sudden get the great play out of Ben and Neil, and even Alex has come in and done a great job. I mean, everybody's, you know, been stepping up. I mean, we've had so many different people in there. It's been awesome to work with Chris Ivory and TJ. Blake's done a nice job at times. And, you know, you just look at it across the board, there's just been a lot of guys going in there. But no, it's a good group.
Yeah.